I do want to ask if you have a machzer with you. It would be very helpful to have it machzer in front of you, because we're going to try to go through different parts of the machzer that are specifically relevant for this year. All right, let's begin. We all understand that this year, Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Shabbos, will have a lot of differences than typical Rosh Hashanah, of course, in other ways as well, because of Corona. But we're going to focus on the machzer, specifically Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos. Now, we all know the most defining and salient difference between an ordinary Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a day of the week. Rosh Hashanah can fall out on four possible days of the week. It cannot fall out on Sunday or Wednesday or Friday, which only leaves us therefore the option of Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and as this year would be for Shabbos. So the most obvious distinction is that we don't have the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, meaning the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And as a result, whatever tefillos that we say to accompany Tkiyas Shofar are also omitted. But what I would like to focus on for this year is the machzer as a whole, in terms of various tefillos and how they've been affected by the fact that Rosh Hashanah this year falls out on Shabbos, which means basically that there are going to be parts of the machzer that will be left out, that won't be said. Certain tefillos will not be said because of Shabbos. There may be other tefillos that we will be dafka adding, or certain phrases that we'll be adding because of Shabbos. And they're going to be phrases that are going to be changed as a result of the fact that it's Shabbos. So that's really what we're trying to survey, to get a perspective of some of those differences and where they come from. Okay, so let's begin really when Shabbos would begin and when Rosh Hashanah begins. Typically, on a regular Friday evening, we would start before Ma'ariv with Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is a series of Mizmorim from Tehillim, starting with L'chu Nirvanana, which is Mizmor Tzadi Hei, 95, through Mizmor Tzadi Tes, followed by Mizmor Chaf Tes, Mizmor Ledavid, when we stand up. Then we have Ana B'choach and L'chadodi. And after that, after Bo'i B'Shalom, we say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Molech. Okay, then you have either Bamer Madlikin or Kigavna, depending if you're davening Ashkenaz or Sfard. So how does this change for this year? So there really are different minhagim. This is not just specific to Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. This is true anytime you have a yontif that coincides with Shabbos. The question is, do we say the normal routine of Kabbalah Shabbos? Do we abridge it? Do we leave it out almost entirely? So there are different minhagim. According to Minhag Ashkenaz, the only thing we say, we start with Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos and Hashem Molech. In other words, we omit the entire series of Mizmorim from Tehillim, L'chu Nirvanana, and so on. We don't say any of the L'chadodi stanzas. We just start with Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, which is in a form of Kabbalah Shabbos. There are other kihilos, and certainly you find those who daven Nusach Sfard by the Hasidim, which they do have an abridged Kabbalah Shabbos. They might begin with Mizmor LeDavid. They might say a few of the stanzas of L'chadodi as well. Although, and let me quote from the Mati Ephraim, he brings that there are those who do say part of L'chadodi, but he notes that although one would may normally say in Bo'i B'Shalom, Gam B'Simcha U'B'Tzahara, so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah at least, we shouldn't say simcha, because Rosh Hashanah is not defined by the notion of simcha. The simcha is somewhat tempered. Rather, one should say gam berina u'betzahala. That was what the Mati Ephraim points out. Okay, what is interesting to me is, although in a formal sense, from the perspective of liturgy, we don't have the Seder Kabbalah Shabbos as we normally have it on a regular Friday evening, but there's something about the essence of Kabbalah Shabbos which is so perfectly matched with the spirit of the entry of Rosh Hashanah. And what I mean is as follows. I mean, the formality of the structure of Kabbalah Shabbos is, of course, what evolved over history, and a lot of it is based on the Mekubalim in Tzfat in the 1600s, 1500s, 1600s. But it really goes back to certain Gemaras that tell us about the practice of certain rabbis, certain Amorayim, as they got ready for Shabbos, and they would say, let us go out to greet Shabbos, and Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, describes this idea of longing for Shabbos and anticipating Shabbos in the following way. The Rambam says that one should sit b'kovod rosh in a solemn way, miyachel hakbalas pnei haShabbos, awaiting the receiving of Shabbos, the presence of Shabbos, kimo shel yotze likras hamelech, as if one were about to go out and greet the king. Notice, we usually associate Shabbos with a queen, Shabbos Malkisa, with a kala, but the Rambam focuses on the image of a king. And he continues and writes that Chachamim HaRishonim, the early rabbis, would gather their students on Erev Shabbos, and they would say, Ba'u v'netze likras Shabbos HaMelech. Let us go out toward Shabbos the king. Now, I believe that is so interesting because Rosh Hashanah, of course, is defined. The very essence of Rosh Hashanah is the theme of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Hashem is a king of the world. Every time we say a bracha that connects to the Kedusha of the day, we don't just talk about Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. We preface that with Melech al kol ha'aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. And we don't just do it in the bracha of Malchios, which is in the middle of the Musaf of the Rosh Hashanah davening, but every time we have a bracha that highlights Kedusha Sayom throughout the Tfilos of Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, as well as in Kiddush, as well as after the Haftorah. We always introduce it with the end of the bracha with Melech al Kol Haaretz. Notably, Rav Chaim Brisker felt that this is essentially part of the structure of the bracha, the Matbea HaBracha. If one would have just said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron and omitted those words Melech al kol ha'aretz, one would not be yotze to that extent, not just for Malchios, but for any bracha, because the Kedusha Sayom, the sanctity of Rosh Hashanah, is defined by the aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a king. So it's very interesting that although we don't formally say that the Seder of Kavola Shabbos, which is, as the Rambam tells us, the idea of longing to greet a king, and the truth is, if you look at the various psalms, the Mizmorim of Kabbalah Shabbos that we would say, and we'll say this Friday night, you'll notice how many times there are references to Hashem's sovereignty, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Togel Ha'aretz, Hariel Fmeh Melech, Hashem. Many, many times we have the reference to Hashem being a king, and that's because Shabbos itself also captures that same theme. We say in the davening on Shmon Esrei, in Musaf, and some have it also, the other tefillos, Yismuchu v'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'korei oneg. In other words, Shabbos itself captures the theme of Hashem's sovereignty as being a king. And of course, that's the crux of Rosh Hashanah. So whatever Kabbalah Shabbos is on a regular Shabbos, whether or not we actually say it, the essence of getting ourselves ready to go out and greet a king, that's exactly what we have in those minutes that approach as we approach Rosh Hashanah. Okay, from there, let's discuss parts of the Machzer that we are going to omit Shabbos Rosh Hashanah because of the fact that it's Shabbos. Now, the basic underlying principle is that we leave out bakashos on Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't say, as a rule, we don't say supplications. And the different explanations of why that is, possibly because of a pasuk in Yeshaya, Nimtso Chefzecha, the Daber Dover, one should not be preoccupied with their own personal needs. We're also concerned that doing so would make a person sad. They'll realize what they're missing and what they're lacking, and Shabbos is meant to be a time of oneg. It's also against the spirit of the pasuk, the Asisa Kol Melachtecha, which is interpreted to mean that a person should feel on Shabbos as if all their work is done, you lack nothing. Whatever the basis is, we know that we avoid bakasha on Shabbos. And therefore, there can be many tefillos of the Machzer that we'll be saying the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but we will not be saying on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And these include, for example, when we take out the Sefer Torah, we don't say the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem, followed by the Ribono Shel Olam Tefillah that we typically would say on Rosh Hashanah when we take out the Torah. We also don't say a Ribono Shel Olam Tefillah at the time of Duchening, when the Kohanim would pause and sing and then everyone would daven for their dreams. That would also be left out because it's considered a Techina. Also, one of the most powerful tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva as well, is Avinu Malkeinu, a whole series of bakashos, which are left out on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, again, because this is considered to be personal petition. The reason that we don't say Shemoneh Esrei of weekday, according to many Rishonim, is because of the same principle that we omit personal bakasha on Shabbos. What I find quite interesting, however, although we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, the whole litany, the whole list of Avinu Malkeinu, there is one particular tefillah that begins with Avinu Malkeinu that, for some reason, is said on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. And I want to call your attention to that Avinu Malkeinu, which is said during Musaf repetition at the point of toward the end of the tefillah of Modim, that the Chazan is now repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, just before when we all say, Chsov v'chaim tovim kol b'nei b'risach. Of course, there are many additions that are said throughout Rosh Hashanah, as well as throughout Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. So we have, one of them is, Chsov v'chaim tovim kol b'nei b'risach, which is asking Hashem to inscribe for good life all of those who are in the covenant together with us. Just before that, there's a rather lengthy petition, and it goes as follows. Avinu Malkeinu, Zechor Rachamecha, remember your mercy, Chvosh Kasecha, hold back your anger, V'chalei Deve, V'chere, V'ra, V'shvi, U'mashkes, V'ovan, U'mageifa. We ask Hashem to withhold all kinds of terrible things that could happen, occurrences, plagues, of course, something that we'd be thinking about now, U'pega, Rabbechol Machala, illnesses, B'chol ketata, b'chol nifranios, all kinds of tragedies. B'chol gzeira, b'sinas chinam. We end with sinas chinam to remove that. Me'alina me'alkol b'nei b'risecha, from on us and all of our fellow Jews. That particular bakasha, which is said often with a lot of passion and kavana, is not omitted on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. And I was thinking about this. It's interesting for another reason. Why is this Avinu Malkeinu inserted exactly over here at the time of the Chazan's repetition of Musaf Shemoneh Esrei? It's done on Rosh Hashanah as well as Yom Kippur. And why here? It does seem to have some connection to where it's placed. And that's pretty obvious from the fact that it ends with the words, Me'al kol b'nei v'risecha. And immediately afterwards, we follow with Chsov v'chaim tovim kol b'nei v'risecha. So it seems to be patterned after the same expression. So why exactly is it said over here? And I don't have an answer that I've seen anywhere, but my instinct is that it has to do with Birchas Kohanim. In other words, we're leading up now to Sim Shalom, and the Kohanim are going to be duchening right after this bracha is completed by the Chazan. And we know that the most defining aspect of Birchas Kohanim, first of all, it's a time of goodwill, so we want to obviously capitalize on that. But more specifically, the culmination of Birchas Kohanim is Shalom. V'yaseim l'cha Shalom. And Shalom is considered to be the vessel that contains all bracha. Without Shalom, all the brachas in the world have no meaning. And Shalom is the container, the vessel that allows all the brachos to in fact have to be sustained and to be as beautiful as they are. And this is how this tefillah ultimately ends. It says you should remove all these terrible sicknesses and illnesses and plagues. B'sinas chinam me'al kol b'nei b'risecha. So we capitalize on the spirit of Birchas Kohanim, and we ask for all these things, but culminating with, of course, not to have sinas chinam. And because it's such an important tefillah, they felt that we're even going to leave it in on Shabbos. We know that when something is of extenuating importance and the circumstances call for it, one can even ask for bakashas on Shabbos. We know if it's an emergency situation, one can actually cry out on Shabbos. And perhaps this fact that these things are so important, without it, we have nothing. So therefore, the Avinu Malkeinu that we have during Modim, during Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, is said even on the first day of Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. All right, let's now turn just some other points relating to this idea of Bakasha on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. What about personal Bakashas? Now, generally, this is on a separate any day, any Rosh Hashanah, should a person be adding to the Shmoneh Esrei, like at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Ukayin Tzor, personal requests for parnasa, for health, for whatever it may be? Which is really an interesting debate. There are those who feel, after all, why not? If Rosh Hashanah is the day which is judgment and Hashem is making such determinations for every individual and every aspect of their life, so why not reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for those things? But there's another perspective that's attributed to the Tikkuni Zohar, that really the essence of Rosh Hashanah, as we said, is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu king, to acknowledge his sovereignty. And to that extent, the essence of Rosh Hashanah is not to think about one's individual needs. That might be for Yom Kippur, that might be for other times, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah, our focus should be singly focused on Hashem. We are totally connecting to him. We want only that he should be accepted, as the tefillah express, that Hashem will be Melech al Kol Haaretz. And if a person mixes their own personal requests in that, it almost takes away from the real focus of where Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be. So this is an old question, and there are different perspectives, and however you go, you have what to rely on. So that is true, of course, on a regular Rosh Hashanah. Should it be different on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? So I would argue it would not be different. If at the end of the day one would add personal bakashos and Shmoneh Esrei at the end, on a regular Rosh Hashanah, being that it's a Yom HaDin, I think that that would give allowances to do the same thing on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. I haven't seen anyone say otherwise, and it would seem to me logically that that should also be true. If one would generally not say personal bakashas, because the focus should be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his being Melech, and that's our only focus, and of course that would be the same for every Rosh Hashanah as well. One more thing about Bakasha B'Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah. I found this in the Mate Ephraim regarding the Mishaberach that we would say for a sick person, a chole. Now, generally on a Shabbos, when we make that Mishaberach, we add a couple of words at the end because we want to acknowledge that we don't want to cry out, which is Bakasha B'Shabbos. We add Shabbos Hi Milizok. Shabbos is a time that we don't want to cry out, but before Krov HaLavo, we want the healing to come. Even on Yontif, we're not as careful as on Shabbos about Bakasha, but we also try to limit Bakasha. So we also say in the Mishaberach for a Chole, Yom Tov Hu Milizok Ufur Krov HaLavo. Says the Mate Ephraim that on Rosh Hashanah, one need not add those words, whether it be Rosh Hashanah during the week, we don't have to say Yom Tov Hu Milizok. And even if it's Rosh Hashanah, the fourth and Shabbos, he says, we don't have to say Shabbos Hi Milizok. And the reason he says is because this is, after all, Yom HaDin. And it's very appropriate on a Yom HaDin to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal the sick. And therefore, you don't have to apologize, so to speak, Yom Tov Hu Milizok or Shabbos Hi Milizok. You just say the Mishaberach as if it were a regular weekday. This is what the Mate Ephraim says. Okay, so much for those parts of the Machzer that we leave out on the first day of Rosh Hashanah this year, which is on Shabbos. I want to now focus on those things that we're going to be adding and those things that we're going to be changing because of Shabbos. Now, we, of course, we have many things that we add for Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Shabbos or weekday. We're going to change the third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, HaMelech HaKadosh, starting Rosh Hashanah night, all the way till Yom Kippur. We're going to be adding all those things in the various places of Shmoneh Esrei, Zachveinu Chaim, Michamocha, Chsov Chaim, and of course, B'Sefer Chaim. That's not specific to Yom Rosh Hashanah, falls out on Shabbos. What is specific is after Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night, we add Vayechulu. Vayechulu is, of course, said every Friday night, especially after Shmoneh Esrei. So now we're going to say that. And then you have the Magen Avos, which is like a quasi Chazaras HaShatz that was instituted on Myra Friday night. So that's the Chazan's repetition, so to speak, Magen Avos, and he goes into a Kenev HaKev HaSeinu. There is, of course, a question, those of you who will be davening in an outdoor minyan that doesn't necessarily regularly meet. So there's a discussion in the poskim. If one is davening in a place which is not a regular minyan kavua, then one would not say Magen Avos. Ask your local posek or rabbi what you should do in a case like this. What's defined as considered a minyan kavua that would warrant saying Magen Avos? But at least in theory, one would say Magen Avos this Friday night. Not this Friday night, the Friday night, of course, of Rosh Hashanah, based on the fact that it's Shabbos. Okay, now let's talk about the Shmoneh Esrei itself. And now we get to the middle bracha, the bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. So after we say Atah V'chartanu, we acknowledge that Hashem gave us a special day. And here you have a couple of interesting changes in the language of the paragraph. Whereas on a regular Rosh Hashanah, Batitin Lano Hashem Okeinu B'Ava, we would say Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. We add here, of course, Shabbos. Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Be'es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. We do this also at the end of the bracha when we conclude Baruch Hashem Mekadesh. So we're going to add Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. But then the next thing that we should notice, more subtle, is the following. We say, Es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, or Be'es Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, Yom Teruah, or Yom Zichron Teruah. That's where you have a difference brought in the poskim, that because we're not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the fourth Shabbos, Shabbos, so rather than say Yom Teruah, we say Yom Zichron Teruah. Now, the basis for the two expressions is because the Torah has two different psukim that discuss Rosh Hashanah. Parshas Emor, the Torah says, Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. In Parshas Pinchas, the Torah says, Yom Teruah Yelachem. Now, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, actually wants to use the two different language expressions to explain why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. And that's because the pasuk Zichron Teruah means we remember that with a shofar, we don't blow the shofar. Yom Teruah is going on in Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week. The Gemara in Bavli originally suggests such a thing, but rejects it and gives a different reason because of the gzera that Chacham were afraid a person would carry Dalad Amis B'Shus Arabim. So that's why they took away the mitzvah of shofar on the first day when it falls out on Shabbos. But even though we don't accept that distinction vis-a-vis the mitzvah tkiyas shofar, but we've embraced that distinction in terms of the davening. So that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, like this year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we say Yom Zichron Teruah, rather Yom Teruah. Now, right after that comes another parenthesis, and that's the word Be'ahava. That means to say that if we have Shabbos coinciding with Yantif, or in this case, Rosh Hashanah, we have a second time the word Be'ahava. We had it before, but Titim Hashem Okeinu Be'ahava. And apparently Shabbos brings with it another level of love. And that's unique. That's not just Rosh Hashanah. That's also on Yantif that falls at Shabbos. However, here, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's a question whether we should add that extra word Be'ahava. The Levush felt that since we're saying the word Teruah, now Teruah is corresponding to Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is, of course, not compatible with Ahava. So the Levush writes that when it's Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, Yom Zichron Teruah should not be followed by the word Be'ahava. However, the Minog, as we know today, is to follow that word Be'ahava, and Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in one of his Shuvas that that's what he sees happening, and he doesn't think that the Levush's point is so valid, because even though it's a Yom HaDin, but Hashem still has special favor for us, and he still shows us love, and there's no problem to say Teruah in the same sentence, in the same breath, as the word Be'ahava. So there is a question about it, but common practice would in fact dictate that we do say Be'ahava. I want to point out something interesting. In that same bracha, further on, the paragraph that concludes the bracha, we have a long paragraph that affirms our desire that Hashem rule over the world in his full glory. And that bracha, that paragraph, and then we have, of course, some parts that we add, and this is because of Shabbos. So for example, after the word, we'll add Elokeinu b'kev v'sin v'tzevim nuchaseinu, which is what we typically say on Shabbos davening. And then we have the kachinu b'tzevsecha v'sin chokinu b'tzevsecha, which is what we would say anyway. But then we add for Shabbos the following. V'hanchilenu Hashem Elokeinu be'ava uveratzon Shabbos kachecha v'yanuchu v'yisrael mekadshei shemecha. That's something that we would say on a Friday night davening, and we insert it here. But if you have your machzer in front of you, you'll see something very, very interesting. If you were to compare where we place these words from V'hanchilenu Hashem Elokeinu until Mekadshei Shemecha, if we compare where we insert those words on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, like we have this year, and where we insert those words on a typical Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos, there's something very interesting that you'll notice. Namely, typically we would say, V'taher libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. We'd ask Hashem that he purify our heart to serve him in truth. And then after that, we would say the words, V'anchirenu Hashem Elkeinu, and so on, V'yanuchu v'yisam mekad sheshemecha, and then we end the bracha. Notice, though, over here, on Rosh Hashanah Pulzan and Shabbos, we are inserting these words, V'anchirenu Hashem Elkeinu, until V'yanuchu v'yisam mekad sheshemecha, not after the Tayyar Ben Elavdecha Be'emes, but before. In other words, we kind of interrupt the flow of Sabeinu Mituvecha, V'samchenu Bishu'asecha, and what would normally follow is V'tayr Libeinu Lavdecha Be'emes, we put in at that point, before V'tayr Libeinu, we put V'anchirenu Hashem Elkeinu, V'yanuchu v'yisam mekad sheshemecha, and then V'tayr Libeinu. Why is that? I remember seeing a very compelling explanation. I don't recall now where I saw it. And that is because, you see, on Rosh Hashanah, we have more to say before we close the bracha. See, on Shabbos, we end the bracha with Mekad sheshemecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekad sheshabbos. That's basically the last idea before we close the bracha. Here, we continue with Ki Ato Kim Emes, Udvarach Emes, V'kayem La'ad. Hashem, you are true and your word is true, stands forever, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekad Melech Al Kol Aretz, and so on. Now, since the last thought that we use before we actually say Baruch Atah Hashem is the thought of Hashem being true, and his sign, his seal is truth. So what we try to do, therefore, is juxtapose the Tahir Libeinu La'abdecha Be'emes with the Ki Ata Elokim Emes. So rather than interrupt, even though you would typically say V'hanchirenu after V'tayr Libeinu La'abdecha Be'emes, that's when we would go from there right to the ending. But it's here, since we have more to say before closing the bracha, and what we talk about is the theme of Emes, so we leave V'tayr Libeinu La'abdecha Be'emes for the Ki Ata Elokim Emes, so we put that as one unit, and that's why V'hanchirenu is inserted earlier. Okay, that's as far as the additions and the changes within the Shemona Esrei. We don't have that much time left, so let's just see if there's anything I could add to close the shiur today. Let's just talk about the timing of the davening. I know a lot of people are going to be discussing how to shorten davening on Rosh Hashanah because of all kinds of considerations, of course, relating to Corona. But even separate from that, there's something else to keep in mind this year, specifically for the first day being Shabbos. And that is that the Ramah brings down in Tavkuf Pei Dalid that we are ma'arich with piyutim utfilos ad chatzos. Generally, Rosh Hashanah, we stretch out the davening with whatever things we add until chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah comments that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you can even go a little bit longer past chatzos. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, again like this year, then you should not stretch out the davening beyond chatzos. The reason for this is because the halacha is, Nuchas Shabbos, Reish Peches, that one should not fast on Shabbos past Chatzos. And typically that's true for Yontif as well, but Rosh Hashanah on a regular year would be different because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. But as far as Shabbos is concerned, we still haven't lost that halacha that one should not go without eating until Chatzos. And therefore, okay, one could perhaps get around it by having a little bit to drink before davening, but assuming that you didn't have that, one would want to end your davening in time to be able to have something to eat, to make kiddush before chatzos. That would be relevant specifically for the first day because of the fact that it falls out on Shabbos. The fact that we don't have tkiyas shofar, of course, is there's a whole sugya about that, but just to simply end with a very beautiful thought, that after all, if you don't have Tkiyas Shofar, somehow we feel that we're deprived. After all, Tkiyas Shofar has such a power to arouse Hashem's mercy. And here we have Rosh Hashanah that's beginning the first day without Tkiyas Shofar, and that would be the Din D'Oraisa. But the Sfarim tell us that the same way that Shofar has the quality of arousing Hashem's mercy, there's something else that can equally do that, and that is Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that is latent with rachamim, with mercy. Shabbos, even within the realm of Nigla, forgetting about Zohar and so on, it's a day that Beis Din doesn't punish, and the Rambam says not just the four formal capital punishments, but any type of onesh that's administered by Beis Din Malkus or whatever is not administered on Shabbos. And al pi Kabbalah, we all know And in terms of Gemara's, Gehenim is, it comes to rest on Shabbos. And the Kigavna passage that we say by Nusach Sfard from the Zohar says, Kol dinin mis'arbomina, all harsh judgments are running away on Shabbos. One of the Chassidus Sfarim points out that we know that the Koach Kedushas HaShabbos, we have tremendous rachamim, and tekios are meant to be ma'or rachamim from Shamayim, and Shabbos Kodesh is mekor harachamim, u'memela, he says, bo harachamim l'chol Yisrael. So even if we don't have tekios shofar, we have the substitute in the form of Shabbos that itself can create all of the spirits of mercy and goodwill that we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what the shofar normally does. So Nir Tashem, we should be able to have that opportunity to connect to that rachamim and bizoche, in fact, to a tachel shana u'brichoseha. Thank you all for listening and have a good evening.